This is Brock, and you are listening to The Sun on the Strip. I'm the entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun, and I'll be your guide every week to everything fun that's happening on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. It's Wednesday, January 22nd, and I was just visited by Matt Franco, headlining magician at The Link, winner of the ninth season of America's Got Talent. Matt just announced his show at The Link has been extended for 5 more years, and we're talking all about that this week on The Sun on the Strip. But before we get to that, let's do some news. The Las Vegas Strip will get its first real taste of the NFL on April 23rd through 25th when the 85th NFL Draft is held in Las Vegas. And lots of fun and crazy details giving us a picture of what that's going to look like were released this week during the Clark County Commission meeting. If you're a local or if you follow Vegas at all, you've no doubt been checking this out and tweeting about it. It's been all over the place, and you can read more than one story about it right now at LasVegasSun.com. 3 major takeaways so far are 3 strip sites. The strip itself, Las Vegas Boulevard, will be closed down during the event in both directions between Flamingo Road and the Paris Las Vegas Casino and Hotel. The main stage for the draft will be built behind the link near the High Roller Observation Wheel adjacent to the Caesars Forum, the new conference center. And the fan-friendly NFL draft experience will be set up in that area as well. So the actual draft with the different teams making their selections will be happening at Caesars Forum, not to be confused with the Forum Shops across the street at Caesars Palace. And the draft's red carpet stage will be built on the lake in front of the Bellagio, between the strip and the actual Bellagio fountains. And that's where draft prospects will be boated out to the stage to be introduced and interviewed live on TV once they've been chosen to play in the NFL next season. Go to LasVegasSun.com to see renderings of these stages. It's going to be a huge weekend in Vegas with hundreds of thousands of visitors coming just for this event. Vegas is doing it big, like only Vegas can. Speaking of football plus Vegas, the Terry Bradshaw Show at Luxor is now officially a resident show. After debuting his new singing and storytelling extravaganza in the Atrium Showroom in the fall, former quarterback and current NFL broadcaster is locked in for more than 24 shows spreading into July. He's back on March 19th. This is the same room at Luxor where you can see Carrot Top and Fantasy. There were a ton of new concerts and comedy shows announced in the last week, starting with a mini residency from the Scorpions with special guest Queensryche opening July 4th at Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. It's a 9-show run, and tickets go on sale Friday, January 24th. Jon Bon Jovi was in town over the weekend to play a private gig at Caesars Palace and attend the UFC fight Saturday at T-Mobile Arena. And his band will be back in Vegas with a new album and tour on June 20th, right there at T-Mobile. Tickets for Bon Jovi are also on sale Friday. Also coming soon to T-Mobile is Ozuna. Not only is he part of the Calibash show playing there this weekend, his world tour will stop there on May 15th, and yeah, tickets are on sale Friday. The Paris Theater has been booking some interesting one-off shows lately, since there's no resident show in that room, and it's got 2 more on the books. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons played 3 shows April 9th to 11th, and The Squeeze will perform at Paris on May 30th. In comedy, Jim Gaffigan's returning to Encore Theater at Wynn for his Pale Tourist world tour, with 2 shows on June 13th, and Chelsea Handler will be at the Terry Fader Theater at the Mirage on June 26th. Incubus, an alt-rock band that's played Vegas many times over the various stages of its career, has signed on for a special 2-night engagement celebrating the 20th anniversary of its album Make Yourself at the Pearl at the Palms, May 22nd and 23rd. Tickets for those shows are on sale this Friday, January 24th. And just a bit more Vegas sports for you. The WNBA schedule was released this week, and my beloved Las Vegas Aces will open their 2020 season on Sunday, May 17th, at Mandalay Bay Event Center. The schedule this year has been boosted to 36 games, but it's going to be different because the regular season will conclude in mid-September, and they'll be taking a long mid-season break in parts of July and August for the Summer Olympics. You can get your Aces ticket info at aces.wnba.com. Matt Franco, Magic Reinvented Nightly, opened about 5 years ago in the showroom at The Link, not long after the place got its name change from The Quad. It's a historic property, of course, used to be the Imperial Palace, and it has a long legacy of unique entertainment as well. And while the Link might be best recognized today for the attractions along the Link Promenade, including the High Roller Wheel and Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club, Matt Franco is the headliner at this casino. His 600-seat showroom was renamed the Matt Franco Theater in 2017, and it seems like he's always there, usually playing nightly except Wednesdays, and he's going to be alone in that room now that the Bronx Wanderers are moving their powerhouse concert production to Harrah's in a few weeks. Matt Franco is a different brand of magician than what Las Vegas is accustomed to, and his approachable personality and close-up magic skills have helped him build a vast audience on the Las Vegas Strip.
When I first showed up at the Link, you know, for me, I didn't know if it was going to be 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months. And then, you know, here we are almost 5 years later and signing on for five more. You know, I think I just had more realistic expectations than that. And it's turned into something really awesome that I love doing.
Also, just before this happened, you, I guess, unpartnered with Base Entertainment, and now you own everything, which is probably a lot more work on your end. But what are the advantages of making that move at this time? What does that kind of free you up to do in terms of, like, growing the show?
Yeah, it's really just a dream come true to be able to put myself in the position where I can, you know, own 100% of the show. All creative decisions, all behind the scenes, everything that happens, we can kind of do exactly the way that we want it. And we have great partners in Caesars Entertainment in order to make this all happen. And to be able to kind of keep the show fresh and make the changes we want to make when we want to make them, it really is just it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm.
Is there ways that you feel like the show has evolved in these years that you didn't really see coming or wouldn't have predicted?
Well, I don't really make a lot of specific predictions other than trying to be a little bit better than I was yesterday. So in terms of how it evolves, I kind of let it go where the audience takes me. It's a show for the audience, but it's a classroom for me, meaning I'm the student, and I'm learning every night when I'm out there. And now it's been over 1,500 classes, if you will. And, you know, I think experience is the best teacher, so I just kind of take things in stride and try not to set specific expectations, and that way you can kind of pivot when needed as you go along. Mm-hmm.
You do have so much interaction in your show. It's kind of nonstop, right?
It is. Yeah, yeah.
How has doing that in Las Vegas for that number of shows now changed the way you perform, changed the way you kind of plan your performance? And, I mean, obviously you've learned to make adjustments and do different things depending on how they react and what happens. It's unpredictable for you as well as the audience. So how have you kind of adjusted over the years?
That is a crazy thing because you never know what you're going to get in a Vegas audience. I've had people pass out on stage. I've had people show up on stage barefoot many times. All kinds of things that you can't predict take place, and you got to be able to roll with the punches and whatever gets thrown at you. And that's part of what keeps it fun for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I magic doesn't exist until there's an audience. I can sit at home, I can sit in the theater, and I can practice routines. But magic really happens in the mind of the people who are watching. So until I can really make that connection and get them to experience it, magic doesn't exist. But once we get in that theater together, that's when it happens.
Mm-hmm. I guess when you're conceptualizing or creating a part of your show, like something new, mm-hmm. How much do you take that into consideration? There might be somebody in bare feet coming up to do this thing with me, or, you know.
You try to account for everything that you can think of that could happen, and then when you do it the first 100 times, you'll learn a few different things that you didn't anticipate. And then when you do it 500 times, you'll learn a few more. And then 1,000, you'll learn a few more. So you do your best to anticipate all of the things that can happen. And you learn about the new ones in real time on stage. It is true that anything that can happen will. It's unbelievable, you know.
And you're still getting surprised after all these shows.
I'll never not be able to be surprised. Anything can happen, you know. And then we have backups. And then there'll be that one occasion where the backup even does the same thing. You know, your foolproof plan will have some kind of failure that you're not expecting, and then the backup will do the same thing, and you go, wait a minute, we got to have another backup now. You know, so you learn things as you go along.
Mm-hmm. It seems like magic is kind of maybe surging a little bit right now. Quite a few different styles of magic shows on the Strip these days.
Yeah, I think that people always pictured a certain type of magic in Vegas, and when we kind of came in and became the antithesis of that by doing sleight of hand magic, by doing close-up magic in a full theater of people, it became something that people were kind of like, well, how's that going to work? That's not going to work. But I think I did a little bit of proving that it can, you know? And I think people starting to understand that there are different genres of magic is a really good thing, because that is true. Just like in music, you know, I just think it's great, you know, for people to start to learn more of how dense the topic of magic is. It's a pretty interesting art form with a lot of different genres and a lot of different approaches to it. And in order to succeed in it, you really have to have your own unique approach. And that's what I aim to do.
As you continue to tweak and evolve your show, do you feel like you are digging even deeper into what your approach is, or do you feel like you're branching out and bringing new things into your show?
I think it's both, right? I think digging deeper into what you do as an artist involves branching out. So I think those two things go hand in hand. You know, I'm obsessed with my craft. I practice it all the time, and I think that any type of education in it helps. So I could sit at home practicing a card trick that I'm never going to do on stage. It's not for that. It's just for me. But the principles that I'm learning while I'm doing that can be applied to what I'm doing on stage. I think even playing a musical instrument, although that's not something I'm going to do on stage, can get your mind in the right creative place where it's actually going to benefit you in what you're doing on stage. So I think any sort of creative practice, whether you consider it branching out or digging deeper, is going to hopefully better the show. It's not always just about doing the right thing on stage, having the right instincts of what to perform and how to perform it, but it's understanding why you're doing it that way. And the more you study, the more you understand that.
The spotlight this week is coming to you from the refashioned rock and roll wing of the Rio Casino and Hotel just off the Strip on Flamingo Road. Okay, maybe it's not actually the rock and roll wing. It's the part of the Rio's casino that they used to have the crazy Carnival in the Sky show. I guess the Masquerade Village is what it has been called. And you just heard a little taste of Raiding the Rock Vault, which has opened this month at the 172 Live Music Club and Restaurant, just upstairs from where I'm standing right now. Raiding the Rock Vault's been around for 7 years now in Las Vegas. I just discovered a little funny bit about this show, which plays, you know, all the greatest classic rock hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s with an amazing band and many musicians who have performed with those bands that recorded those songs. So everywhere that Raiding the Rock Vault has been, that casino gets sold. It first opened at the Las Vegas Hilton right before it was sold to the group that turned it into the LVH. That property is now Westgate Las Vegas, so it was sold one more time after that. But after that initial run, this show moved over to the Tropicana, which was then sold to Penn Gaming, and then it moved to the spot it was at until now, and that's at Vinyl at the Hard Rock Hotel, which, you know, was recently purchased and is about to be closed down and renovated and completely remade into Virgin Las Vegas. So when this show moved to the Rio, it had already been sold by the Caesars Eldorado merged group. So these guys aren't going to have to worry about that, I guess. Not this time around. I wrote a big story about raiding the Rock Vault. This was my first time seeing it, and I wrote all about it for LasVegasSun.com this week. Go check out my review. I loved it. It's a great show. These guys are super talented. Being a kid who grew up in Vegas, I definitely remember a lot of these songs being on the radio and on MTV, and I kind of got a kick out of the fact that the drummer for the show that I saw was Blas Elias, who was the original drummer of Slaughter, Las Vegas' own hair metal band. That was kind of cool, but if you dig this music, you have to go see that show. You probably already have seen it. And this new venue for it is it's a intimate room, and this space used to be Martorano's Italian restaurant a while back. That restaurant is now at the Paris Las Vegas. But yeah, it's located in the Masquerade Village upstairs. It's just upstairs from the Rio's wine cellar and tasting room, and just down the hall from the Chippendales Theater, which is just above the Kiss Mini Golf, which I'm standing in front of and exploring right now. Obviously, this is a great match. It might be a fun night to come down, play some Kiss Mini Golf, and then go see Raiding the Rock Vault. They didn't play any Kiss songs when I went. I wonder if they'll work that into the rotation. Kiss Mini Golf is actually a pretty badass gift shop and arcade and memorabilia collection in here as well. If you're a Kiss fan, you can come on in and get some Gene Simmons cane sugar sodas or a t-shirt that says "Who died and made you Paul Stanley?" No, seriously, they do have some pretty cool stuff in here and a vast collection of Kiss posters, album covers, and lots of arcade games too. So fun for the whole family. Classic rock style at the Rio Las Vegas. Okay, it's time for your weekend rundown on the Strip. Don't forget, you can always find extra entertainment options in Las Vegas on and off the Strip every Friday in my Best Bets column at LasVegasSun.com. Calibash, once again, is back at T-Mobile Arena. That's Saturday night. Daddy Yankee, Ozuna, Anuel, Doble A, Sek, and much more are part of that bill. Rafael Sadiq is at Brooklyn Bowl Friday night. Ron White is doing stand-up at the Mirage all weekend. Foreigner opens its rock residency at the Venetian this weekend. And Dionne Warwick continues her run at Cleopatra's Barge at Caesar's Palace. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sun on the Strip podcast. If you like what you're hearing, please consider rating and reviewing this show on Apple Podcasts. You can follow all my coverage of Vegas shows, music, nightlife, food, and more by visiting LasVegasSun.com and clicking on Entertainment. You can reach me anytime at Brock.Radke@LasVegasSun.com or hit me on Twitter at BrockVegas3. Thanks again. Have a great week.